Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartmann.com.
Welcome back. Tom Hartmann here with you. We get the strangest mail. I gotta tell you, we just get the strangest mail. This and emails and posts and whatnot. We should do a segment where we just, you know, read these things on the air. Yeah, a little bumper music or whatever. I got this one this morning from, well, I'm not going to say who from. I don't know who from. In fact, I'm guessing it's an account that's, you know, not all that trackable. You are fake news and you are the enemy of the people. You are traitors and treason is punishable by hanging or prison. We the people will see every one of you hanging from a tree or lamppost or whatever before this is finished. Seeing you filthy, lying scum sitting in a prison cell is definitely a second choice. Your agenda is clear to the people. Help the one world government come to power by destroying America and its values by your lying, slanted, biased, satanic worldview and so-called reporting. You're the ones who are mentally unstable because you... This, by the way, I pause for a moment. Sean has a theory about Nunberg, and I think spot on, that he wasn't actually melting down yesterday. He was setting up an insanity defense. And he's probably going to be institutionalized tomorrow so that he can't show up for the, who knows? I mean, you know, we'll see. Anyhow, back to our email. Lines slanted, satanic. You're the ones who are mentally unstable because you are nothing but stupid, mindless puppets for the New World Order. So let me spell it out for you a-hole liberals. We won, you lost. We kicked your asses from one end of this country to the other. Get used to it. It's the new norm. We completely rejected the Democrats' message because they are criminals, commie, Marxists, globalists, especially Clinton and pawns of the one world government. Elections have consequences, don't they? Sound familiar? It just goes on and on, and it actually gets pretty awful. Unlike you, we believe in the Constitution, being tried for treason, then hanging you from the nearest tree or just sticking a gun barrel up your butt and watching you rotate on the end of it. That would be fun. You cowards and traitors are the lowest dung in the human race. Bloody, bloody, blah. It makes you wonder about the nature of the mental health system in this country sometimes when you get these. Anyhow, Esso in Richland, Washington. Am I saying your name right?
Yeah, you are.
It says here you want to disagree with me about libertarianism?
One of the biggest problems I've noticed when you ever mention libertarianism is you tend to conflate three different groups of people who support privatization and their reasons for doing so. One of which, purport the most is that... Libertarians support privatization, so they must be like the Republicans who support supply-side policies. And then you conflate the capital L libertarians with the anti-state libertarians. And those are just two completely different categories. Most of which libertarians fall into the latter category. But free markets do not have anything to do with the state, and libertarian economics.
That's nonsense, Esso. That's just absolute nonsense.
First of all,
there's no such thing as a free market. Secondly, markets are creations of states. You can't have a market without a currency, a stable currency that's regulated by the state. You can't have a marketplace without rules any more than you can have a football game without referees or rules, for that matter.
Maritime trade goes back 100,000 years in the earliest modern
state. And there were always rules about maritime trade. That's why we had pirates, people who broke the rules, and that's why you had armies or navies that went out to stop the pirates. You can't have a marketplace without a state creating
it. You got it entirely backwards. We had pirates, we have cartels, and we have mafias because these states monopolized these
industries. No, I don't have it backwards, Esso. The simplest form of a so-called free market, a stateless free market, would be, for example, if you and I lived next door to each other and we had a deal where I would mow your lawn and you would wash my car. That's a barter deal, no money, no state, right? Does that sound like a free market?
Yeah, but
okay.
You know, money.
Now, in that free market, what happens if I smash the window in your car?
Well, then we go to court.
So then you go to the government to adjudicate it?
Court. You do not need a state to have a property settlement because property does not exist as a result of the state.
Of course it does. Who else will certify that you actually own that property? How can you demonstrate to me, who smashed in the window of your car, that it's actually your car? You show your title, which is registered with the state. There's no such thing as a free market. It is a fantasy that 14-year-olds who read Ayn Rand have, Esso.
Ayn Rand was not a libertarian icon.
No, she was an objectivist, but her objectivism has informed libertarianism, which has now informed republicanism. And I'm telling you,
you're just conflating the different.
I absolutely am. I'm telling you, they are all fruit of the same poison tree, which is that greed is good, and all human decisions made based on greed are going to turn out for the best. And that's simply not true.
Decisions are not made based on greed. The libertarian basis for property rights is not based on letting the government run everything. No, the libertarian basis for property rights is based on the individual having the right to them because property is an extension of the individual self-ownership. It is the only reason that we're even in favor of property rights is because to deny property rights would be basically to deny that an individual owns the extensions of their own actions.
No, the reason that the libertarians are all in favor of property rights is that the whole libertarian movement, and I encourage you to look up the history of this back in the 40s and 50s, even the phrase was come up by a PR firm acting on behalf of a group of very, very wealthy individuals, what today we would call billionaires. Libertarians are victims and suckers for the whole Koch brother and right-wing billionaire ideology of it's our money, it's our property, the state has no business taking it, we don't want to pay any damn taxes, you know, tough luck, Charlie.
No, we're against taxes, we're against stuff.
I know, you don't care about the common good. You only care about yourself.
I don't care about the common good. It's that it's coercive, it's forced onto us. We don't have a say in this, Tom.
That's why we have representative government. We might agree that our government does not represent us well right now, but I would say that our government doesn't represent us because the very billionaires who call themselves libertarians have bought the Republican Party.
Allowed to represent you. They're not representatives, they're legislators. You know what the difference is? Because they go in.
The word legislator does not appear in the Constitution, the word representative does.
Courts. They establish a monopoly on courts, and then they force you to do whatever they say. You know why? Because they've outlawed the competition.
Right. Right. Esso, you have not convinced me. I'm doubting that I'll be able to convince you. I mean, you've got your little fantasy world here, and you think it's real, but can you... here's a final question for you. Can you name for me any country in the 7,000-year history of civilization, any country anywhere in the world that has successfully done the libertarian experiment?
Sure, I can name you several. Ancient Ireland from about 700 BC till 1650. It was an individualist anarchy, and it was governed
not,
under...
Not a chance, Esso. Ireland during that era, and frankly, most of Europe during that era, was one of two things. Either they were communist, essentially. You had communities, small towns and small communities, where people worked together, they built each other's homes, they fed each other. Or you had feudalism and, you know, its modern version is neo-feudalism, where you had a king or a lord, you know, running roughshod on people. This was Jefferson's big love of the Whig histories, you know, Paul de Ripinda Toras's
Ireland.
Book.
You're saying, oh, well, most of Europe was feudalist, so that means this
No, I'm saying, what I'm saying was that there were two systems at that time. This, and as I said, this is Jefferson got into this at some length in his love of the Whig histories. The Whig histories were the histories of the British Isles before the invasion of the Romans in 200 BC. And prior to that time, they lived communally.
Most of Europe was communal, but Ireland was not. There was no political authority and there was no state structure. What they did is they formed organizations known as tuath, where people voluntarily organized, and they functioned. They created most
of... These were clans and tribes, Esso. You're talking communism.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is that these are voluntary...
Can you identify any libertarian, any successful libertarian experiment since... let's say 1800.
I can't think of any since 1800. But
I can't think of any either because it doesn't work.
That's circular logic.
If libertarianism works so well, you know, when Bush invaded Iraq, hang on just a second here, Esso. When Bush invaded Iraq, Donald Rumsfeld. And you can read this in the biographies of the time. Donald Rumsfeld saw Iraq as an opportunity for a libertarian experiment. Rumsfeld's phrase. And that's why when freedom was messy, when they were looting the museums and the whole country just evolved into chaos, Rumsfeld said, we're not going to do anything because, you know, we are going to prove that libertarianism works. We are going to, they deconstructed the government. They shut down all the state industries. They fired all the government employees. And they said, okay, and now the free market is going to take care of it. And how did that work out?
Again, you don't understand the difference between the different policies. Conservatives do not want libertarianism, yet they say that they want libertarianism. What they want is monopolization through state policies. They want to prioritize corporations over other corporations. They want to use regulations to allow these big corporations to stop other companies from entering the market. That's not what libertarians want. We want there to be no policies.
I know. What libertarians want is to be free from the strictures of society, culture, and other human beings. I get it. Esso, thanks for the call. We will live to debate again. Stick around. We'll be right back. Great show today. The noose is tightening around the Trumpettes. You know, Sam Nunberg's meltdown yesterday, I think, is a good indication of where that's going. Today, what is the latest right-wing conspiracy theory? Jerome Corsi will be with us, the guy who came up with Swift Boats for veterans and Obama is from Kenya. And David Stockman from the Reagan administration, kind of turning against his Republican colleagues. It's a fascinating day. You can check it out. You can get the all 3 hours commercial-free podcast over at TomHartmann.com, plus clips of the show here on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.